Automaker Blues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We've been talking a lot lately about anemic automobile sales, and today we learned that Japanese production in November saw its steepest drop since 1967. Those figures from the Japan Automobile Manufacturers Association. It says Japan's production of cars, trucks, and buses fell more than 20% last month. That's compared to this time last year. China is feeling the global economic fallout as well. Unemployment is gripping all levels in society. Worker strikes are mounting, and social unrest is on the rise. From Shanghai, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
A new report finds the jobless rate in Chinese cities tops 9%. Unemployment for new college grads, 12%. U.S. numbers look rosy by comparison, and more factories here close every day since American consumers aren't buying. Labor activist Apo Leong is watching for possible unrest in early 2009. That's just after the Chinese New Year holiday in late January.
When the workers come back from the holidays, they may not find the factory gate open to them again if there's no fresh orders. Then you can see the immediate effect.
As in disgruntled peasants. To prevent that, the government plans to spend a whopping 2 or 3% of GDP to create and preserve jobs. If it doesn't work, Leong is preparing for social nightmare. Those more optimistic say this feels nothing like 1989, the year of the Tiananmen protests and crackdown. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Here at home, Santa came right on time for GMAC. General Motors' financing arm is now officially a bank holding company. The Federal Reserve last night approved its request to access some of the $700 billion in rescue money. GMAC was headed for some big trouble otherwise, maybe even bankruptcy. As one of the nation's biggest supplier of auto loans, it's been hammered by terrible car sales. People aren't buying a whole lot of cars, but investors did a little buying on Wall Street. Markets, of course, are closed today for Christmas, but right before the break, the Dow gained about 0.5%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 each gained about 0.25%. In Asia, the Nikkei was up by about 1%, and the major markets in Europe are closed for the holiday. Whatever your Christmas plan today, or even if you don't celebrate Christmas, there is one tradition in Washington where everyone can contribute. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Today, just about 1,000 volunteers will pour into the DCJCC, Washington's Jewish Community Center on 16th Street. In this neighborhood, this day of volunteerism has become a great Jewish Christmas tradition, right up there with the classics like
going to a movie, eating Chinese food, and spending time with family.
But Erica Steen says her volunteers come from pretty much every ethnicity and faith you can imagine. Today, they'll give blood, entertain children at local shelters, prepare meals for soup kitchens, and deliver donated gifts.
God is our fearless leader over there.
Yesterday, Julie Cantor Weinberg and her son Ben spent the morning wrapping up some of those presents.
I wanted to take my son so he learned that the holidays weren't just about getting gifts, but also about giving as well.
Cantor Weinberg hopes Ben will take something away from this experience. 16 years ago, she took away her future husband. The couple met here, sorting clothes for the homeless on December 25th. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
Maybe on this Christmas morning, you've already become numb to the sounds of video games. The kids just won't let up. Or is it your significant other who's playing all the games? Yeah, research shows video games are taking up more free time from kids and from adults. And whether or not you believe certain video games are bad for you, Marketplace's Sean Cole stumbled across one that might just have some positive effects.
About 5 years ago, a McGill psychology professor named Mark Baldwin was chewing on a problem with his grad students. They knew that stress was often a reaction to social threat. insecure thoughts, like, are they laughing at me?
So we thought, okay, can we design a video game that will help people practice positive patterns of thought?
The game was basic in the beginning. 16 faces in a grid.
15 of them are scowling at you, and they're quite critical and rejecting. One of them is smiling warmly, and you just have to find the one smiling face over and over and over again.
They tested it out on a bunch of telemarketers.
We needed to find a group that was very stressed, and you know, they're dealing with a lot of rejection all day long.
But after playing the game 5 minutes a day for a week, something incredible happened. The level of cortisol, or the stress hormone, in their bodies had dropped by 17%.
And then, moreover, they actually made more sales.
And that's pretty much how Mind Habits was born. The commercial version is a lot more complicated, much more of a game. The faces appear in a series of flipping boxes now, and there are more smiling ones. The package comes with a few other games, too. One of them is supposed to make you feel good about yourself by flashing a smiling picture when you click on your name. You can play the demo version for free on the Mind Habits website or download the full version for $19.99.
Did you intend at the outset to become entrepreneurs?
No.
And money wasn't the chief motivator. Mainly, Baldwin really wanted more people to learn about his research.
Often when we do research in the lab, it doesn't get that far away from the lab. So partly I wanted to say, how can we get this thing out there so people can try it for themselves? And it costs money. And the only way to get the money to do it, really, is to make it a business.
That's so funny. I automatically started to click on the frowning face.
Staring into a computer screen in Montreal, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us online at our website, marketplace.org. Share your thoughts there. Check out the numbers, too, and the podcasts we have available inside marketplace.org. Thanks for joining us here in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Merry Christmas. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.